This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Donald Trump is on his way home after becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit North Korea. He stepped across the border during a meeting Sunday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. VOA's Bill Gallo says this was supposed to be a simple handshake.
Trump had said that this meeting was going to last 2 minutes. However, after meeting and Donald Trump stepped into North Korea, Kim Jong-un came over to the South Korean side. The two leaders went inside and held talks for about 50 minutes. This basically turned into an impromptu summit.
And Gallo says that South Korean President Moon Jae-in praised Trump's effort.
This is his main policy priority, is engagement with North Korea. And I can say in a less analytical mode even, this is a big priority for many Koreans here in South Korea where I'm at.
Later on Twitter, Trump referred to his meeting with Kim as wonderful and said standing on the soil of North Korea was a great honor. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday, resumption of trade talks between the U.S. and China is a very big deal, but acknowledged there is no immediate prospect for a deal between the world's two largest economies. He said negotiators had reached agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May, before talks broke down in what's turned out to be a 7-week stalemate. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed Saturday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 economic summit in Japan to restart negotiations. But Kudlow assessed that the last 10% could be the toughest, with such unresolved issues as cyber attacks, mandatory technology transfer, and security concerns about Chinese multinational tech giant Huawei. This is VOA News.